New York AG Letitia James tells hospitals to ignore Trump's order protecting minors from sex-mutilating drugs, surgeries. By Catherine Hamilton on February 4, 2025. New York Attorney General Letitia James, D., sent a letter to hospitals in the state telling them to continue offering sex change drugs and surgeries to minors in defiance of President Donald Trump's executive order. James told the hospitals on Monday that complying with the White House's order by stopping sex changes for minors could violate state law, a warning which places hospitals at the center of a conflict between federal government and state authorities, the New York Times reported. Regardless of the availability of federal funding, we write to further remind you of your obligations to comply with New York state laws, the letter reportedly states. Electing to refuse services to a class of individuals based on their protected status, such as withholding the availability of services from transgender individuals based on their gender identity or their diagnosis of gender dysphoria, while offering such services to cisgender individuals, is discrimination under New York law. On January 28, Trump issued an executive order titled Protecting Children from Chemical and Surgical Mutilation, which states, "It is the policy of the United States that it will not fund, sponsor, promote, assist, or support the so-called transition of a child from one sex to another, and it will rigorously enforce all laws that prohibit or limit these destructive and life-altering procedures." The order also calls for the head of each executive department or agency that provides research or education grants to medical institutions to immediately take appropriate steps to ensure that institutions receiving federal research or education grants end the chemical and surgical mutilation of children. Across the country today, medical professionals are maiming and sterilizing a growing number of impressionable children under the radical and false claim that adults can change a child's sex through a series of irreversible medical interventions, the order reads. This dangerous trend will be a stain on our nation's history, and it must end. Days later, the New York Times reported that NYU Langone Health allegedly canceled the appointments of two 12-year-olds who were supposed to receive puberty blocker implants, according to AFP. Other hospital systems around the country halted sex changes for minors under 19 years old in response to Trump's order. NYU Langone Health has not made any public announcements about its policy. However, parents told The Times that the city's leading hospital system has begun canceling appointments for children receiving sex change drugs. The financial implications of Trump's order are enormous, even for a hospital system as prominent as NYU Langone Health. In one recent year, NYU Langone Health and its researchers at NYU's medical school received $815 million in awards from the National Institutes of Health, according to The Times. Subsequently, Democratic Socialists of America organized a protest in NYC on Monday night where attendees demanded sex changes for minors. The crowd packed into Manhattan's St. Barton Park, near NYU Langone Health, and protesters carried signs that read "Protect Trans Futures." Don't capitulate to hate, and break the silence, according to AFP. At least one protester was detained by police. Related, detransitioner, genital surgery destroyed my life. You need to be insane to think this helps patients. The side effects for sex change drugs and procedures can be severe, including irreversible mutilation and infertility. Some of these so-called treatments include double mastectomies, the removal of healthy breasts, female and male genital mutilation and removal, facial feminization and masculinization, hormone treatments, and puberty blockers that can cause chemical sterilization. Puberty blockers can also have long-term impacts on bone growth, bone density, and growth spurts, according to Mayo Clinic. Many people who have undergone these sex change drugs and procedures as minors and later decided to reverse course, called detransitioners, have begun speaking out about the irreversible physical damage and mental torment they have experienced. Trump's order is part of his effort to roll back the Biden administration's radical embrace of gender ideology and promotion of sex changes for minors. The top-down push for minors to obtain sex-mutilating drugs and surgeries under the misleading moniker gender-affirming care is also promulgated in academia and by large hospitals and major medical organizations. Transgender activists frequently claim that such sex-mutilating drugs and procedures for confused minors reduce suicides and improve mental health. Dubious claims which increasingly appear untrue as more studies and data come to light. Read more, Biden administration promotes transgender sex change surgery, puberty blockers for minors. Other research has indicated that a majority of children who are confused about their sex grow out of that feeling by the time they become adults. European countries that pushed sex change drugs and surgeries for minors before the United States did are notably reversing course over concerns about long-term impacts. At the root, these actors, along with the proliferation of gender ideology on social media, ultimately promote the false idea that human beings can be a different sex than what they were born as. Even further, the gender ideology complex claims these individuals should take sex change drugs and get sex change procedures to align their outward appearance with how they feel on the inside. While the push toward transgenderism is heavily ideological, a report released in December 2020 found that the United States sex reassignment surgery market size was valued at $267 million in 2019 and is expected to expand at a compound annual growth rate of 14.4% from 2020 to 2027. Trump repeatedly vowed during his presidential campaign to reverse course on the Biden administration's embrace of gender ideology, to protect women's sports and spaces, and to protect children from mutilating sex change drugs and procedures, all actions which he took within the first 2 weeks of his second term. Many of his cabinet selections have a history of supporting the biological reality of two sexes, and with control of the House and Senate, Republicans have expressed plans to do the same. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.